A powerful way to help a child regain upstairs-downstairs balance is to have him move his body. Kids this age love to move. So when your child is upset, and after you've acknowledged his feelings, give him reasons to move his body. Wrestle with him. Play keep it up with a balloon. Toss a ball back and forth while he's telling you why he's upset. Moving the body is a powerful way to change a mood. Type of integration. Integrating memory. Whole brain strategy number 6. Use the remote of the mind. After an upsetting event, the internal remote lets a child pause, rewind, and fast forward a story as she tells it, so she can maintain control over how much of it she views. Most likely, your preschooler loves telling stories. Encourage this. Tell stories about anything that happens, good, bad, and in between. And when a significant event occurs, be willing to narrate and re-narrate the story. Even if your child may not know much about remote controls, she may be able to go back and pause her story. She'll be delighted to hear you tell and help you tell and retell the story of any big moment in her life. So be prepared to press play over and over again, and know that when you do, you're promoting healing and integration. Whole brain strategy number 7. Remember to remember. Help your kids exercise their memory by giving them lots of practice at remembering. Ask questions that exercise the memory. What did Ms. Alvarez think of the robot you took in for sharing today? Remember when Uncle Chris took you to get a snow cone? Play memory games that ask your child to match up pairs or find like items. Maybe pictures of friends and family with specific stories or memories. Especially on important events you want him to remember, take turns talking about the details that stood out for each of you. Type of integration. Integrating the many parts of myself. Whole brain strategy number 8. Let the clouds of emotion roll by. Remind kids that feelings come and go. Fear, frustration, and loneliness are temporary states, not enduring traits. One reason big feelings can be so uncomfortable for small children is that they don't view those emotions as temporary. So while you comfort your child when she's upset, teach her that feelings come and go. Help her see that it's good to acknowledge her emotions, but it's also good to realize that even though she's sad or angry or scared right now, she'll probably be happy again in a few minutes. You can even lead the witness and ask, "When do you think you'll feel better?" Whole brain strategy number 9. Sift. Help your children notice and understand the sensations, images, feelings, and thoughts within them. Talk to your child about his inner world. Help him understand that he can notice and talk about what's going on in his mind and body. He probably won't be ready for the acronym SIFT yet, but you can help him ask questions that guide him toward noticing bodily sensations. Are you hungry? Mental images. What do you picture when you think about Grandma's house? Feelings. It's frustrating when friends don't share, isn't it? And thoughts. What do you think will happen at school tomorrow? Whole brain strategy number 10. Exercise mindsight. Mindsight practices teach children to calm themselves and focus their attention where they want. At this age, kids can practice taking calm breaths, especially if you keep the exercises brief. Have your child lie on her back and place a toy boat on her stomach. Show her how to take big breaths to make the boat go up and down. You can also tap into your child's vivid imagination at this age to give her practice focusing attention and shifting her emotional state. Imagine that you're resting on the warm sand at the beach and you're feeling calm and happy. type of integration, integrating self and other. Whole brain strategy number 11. Increase the family fun factor. Build fun into the family so that your kids enjoy positive and satisfying experiences with the people they're with the most. You don't have to try too hard to have fun with your preschooler. Just being with you is paradise for him. Spend time with him, play games, and laugh together. Facilitate fun with siblings and grandparents. Be silly and turn potential power struggles into playful and funny moments of joining. When you are intentional about having fun and creating enjoyable family rituals, you're making an investment in your relationship that will pay off for years to come. Whole brain strategy number 12. Connect through conflict. Rather than an obstacle to avoid, view conflict as an opportunity to teach your kids essential relationship skills. Use conflict your preschooler faces, with her siblings, with her classmates, even with you, to teach her lessons about how to get along with others. Sharing, taking turns, and asking for and granting forgiveness are important concepts she's ready to learn. Model these for her and take the time to kneel down and help her understand what it means to be in a relationship and how to be considerate and respectful of others, even during times of conflict.
Early school age, 6 to 9. Type of integration, integrating the left and right brain. Whole brain strategy number 1, connect and redirect. When your child is upset, connect first emotionally, right brain to right brain. Then, once she is more in control and receptive, bring in the left brain lessons and discipline. Listen first, then repeat how your child is feeling. At the same time, use your nonverbal communication to comfort. Hugs and physical touch, along with empathetic facial expressions, remain powerful tools for calming big emotions. Then, redirect through problem solving, and depending on the circumstance, discipline and boundary setting. Whole brain strategy number 2, name it to tame it. When big right brain emotions are raging out of control, help your child tell the story about what's upsetting him. In doing so, he'll use his left brain to make sense of his experience and feel more in control. Whether it's a small T or big T trauma, you can start the storytelling process almost right away, once you've connected right brain to right brain. Whereas with younger kids, you may need to do most of the storytelling, and with older kids, you can let them take the lead. With a school-age child, you need to balance the two. Ask lots of questions. Did you just not notice that the swing was coming toward you? Or, what did your teacher do when he said that to you? What happened after that? It can be helpful to make a homemade book with drawings or photos to retell an upsetting story, or to prepare your child for something she is dreading, like a visit to the dentist or a move. Type of integration, integrating the upstairs and downstairs. Whole brain strategy number 3, engage, don't enrage. In high-stress situations, engage your child's upstairs brain by asking her to consider and plan and choose rather than triggering her downstairs brain, which is less about thinking and more about reacting. As always, connect first. Avoid immediately playing the "because I said so" card. Your child's upstairs brain is blossoming right now, so let it do its job. Explain your reasons. Invite questions, ask for alternative solutions, and even negotiate. You're the authority in the relationship, and there's no place for disrespect. But you can encourage your child to come up with different approaches to discipline or learning a lesson. When we expect and facilitate more sophisticated thinking, we're less likely to get a reactive, fighting response. Whole brain strategy number 4, use it or lose it. Provide lots of opportunities to exercise the upstairs brain, so it can be strong and integrated with the downstairs brain and the body. Play "What would you do?" games and present your child with dilemmas. If a bully was picking on someone at school and there were no adults around, what would you do? Encourage empathy and self-understanding through reflective dialogues about how others feel and about his own intentions, desires, and beliefs. Also, let your child struggle with difficult decisions and situations. Whenever you can do so responsibly, avoid solving and resist rescuing, even when he makes minor mistakes or not-so-great choices. After all, your goal here isn't perfection on every decision right now, but an optimally developed upstairs brain down the road. Whole brain strategy number 5, move it or lose it. A powerful way to help a child regain upstairs-downstairs balance is to have him move his body. Connect with your child when she's upset, then find ways to get her moving. Get on your bikes together. Play "Keep It Up" with a balloon or try some yoga poses. Depending on your particular child, you may need to be more direct about what you're doing. Don't feel that you need to trick her or hide your strategy. Be direct and explain to her the move it or lose it concept. Then use the lesson to teach her that we can actually control our moods to a significant extent. Type of integration, integrating memory. Whole brain strategy number 6, use the remote of the mind. After a painful event, the internal remote lets a child pause, rewind, and fast forward a story as she tells it so she can maintain control over how much of it she views. A child this age may shy away from retelling difficult stories or recalling painful memories. Help him understand the importance of looking at what's happened to him. Be gentle and nurturing and give him the power to pause the story at any point and even to fast forward past unpleasant details. But make sure that at some point, even if it's later on, you rewind and tell the entire story, including even the painful parts. Whole brain strategy number 7, remember to remember. Help your kids exercise their memory by giving them lots of practice at remembering. In the car, at the dinner table, wherever, help your child talk about her experiences so she can integrate her implicit and explicit memories. This is especially important when it comes to the most important moments of her life, like family experiences, important friendships, and rites of passage. Simply by asking questions and encouraging recollection, you can help her remember and understand important events from the past, which will help her better understand what's happening to her in the present. Type of integration, integrating the many parts of myself. Whole brain strategy number 8, let the clouds of emotion roll by. Remind kids that feelings come and go. Fear, frustration, and loneliness are temporary states, not enduring traits. Help your child pay attention to the words he uses when he talks about his feelings. There's nothing wrong with saying, "I'm scared," but help him understand that another way to say it is, "I feel scared." This minor shift in vocabulary can help him understand the subtle but important distinction between feel and am. He may feel afraid in the moment, but that experience is temporary, not permanent. To give him perspective, ask him how he expects to feel in 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 months, and 5 years. Whole brain strategy number 9, sift. Help your children notice and understand the sensations, images, feelings, and thoughts within them. Introduce the wheel of awareness. Also, play the SIFT game in the car or at dinner and actually teach your child the acronym. Help her understand that we need to notice what's going on within ourselves if we want to control the way we feel and act. Ask questions that guide her toward noticing bodily sensations. Are you hungry? Mental images. What do you picture when you think about Grandma's house? Feelings.